Okay, so let's continue in Sefer Tomer Devorah. We are up to Hamidah HaShtemesre, the 12th Midah in the Pasuk, which is Asher Nishbata LaAvotenu. Titen Emet LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvraham, Asher Nishbata LaAvotenu, and then there is Mime Kedem. So Asher Nishbata LaAvotenu, that you swore to our forefathers, that is Midah 12. בוא נראה. יש בני אדם שאינם הגונים. See, in the previous two midot, we spoke about two levels, two different levels of people. There are the people that are Titen Emet LeYaakov, that they do everything that is yashar, everything that is correct, each and every halakha, but not more. They don't go lifni mishurat adin. And then there are the people of Chesed LeAvraham that do even beyond the halakha, even beyond the line of obligation. Lifni mishurat adin. Now, Asher Nishbata LaAvotenu addresses a lower level of people. Yesh bin Adam she'enam agunim. There are people that are not good. They don't do what's right. והקדוש ברוך הוא מרחם על כולם. But הקדוש ברוך הוא has compassion, has pity for everyone. ופרשו בגמרא, the Gemara explains, it's a Gemara in מסכת ברכות, on the pasuk in Parashat כי תישא והנותי את אשר אחון, and I will grace those who I will grace. I will give chen, I will favor those who I favor. What's that? I will favor those who I favor. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Otsar ze leotam she'enam agunim, yesh otsar chanunim. There is a special treasury, there is a special reserved storage of reward for those that are not hagunim. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu chonen venoten lahem matenat chinam. That for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a favor. He does them a favor. And he gives them matenat chinam. Chinam, for free, comes from the word chen. Okay? The shorish of the word chinam, free, is chet nun, which is chen. Chen means favorable. Which means, you don't deserve it, but I have a special place where I put my hand into that and I give. From that otsar, I give to those who don't receive because they deserve, but because of my favoring them. Chen. Lefi she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's the basis for it? What's the basis for this otsar matnat chinam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says He has for those who are not hagunim? Because Hashem says, Hari yesh lahem zechut avot. They have zechut of their parents, of their grandparents, of their great-grandparents, of their forefathers. Ani nishbati la'avot. I swore to their forefathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak and Yaakov. So, that's the basis. Im ken, therefore, im heyot she'enam hagunim, despite the fact that they are not hagunim, that they are not good on their own, yizku, they're zocher, to receive matanat chinam, bishvil shehem mizera ha'avot shenishbati lahem. Because of the very fact that they come, they are descendants of the avot ha'kedoshim to whom I swore. Lefichach anahalem ve'enhagem, therefore I will lead them, and I will treat them achi yituknu, until they become better. That's asher nishbata la'avoten. You swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So even those who are not hagunim, they come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They have a zechut avot. I give them. Hashem says, I have rachamim on them. I have a special otzar. V'hanoti et asher achon. וכך יהיה האדם, applying this to ourselves, to be מקיים the mitzvah of והלכת בדרכיו. How are we מקיים והלכת בדרכיו in the midah of אשר נשבעת לאבותינו? וכך יהיה האדם, Af yim yifga bereshaim. Yifga here means to encounter. Even if he encounters reshaim, people who are not hagunim, who are not from the Titen Emet Yaakov, and surely not from the Chesed Le'Avraham class of people. So you encounter them. Al yitachzer kenegdam. Don't be brutal with them. Don't be cruel with them. Or yicharefem, or to shame them. Don't shame them. B'chayotze, or anything of the like. Ela yirachem alehem. Have racham. A true ben Torah, a true gadol b'Torah, a true yirei shamayim, when he sees someone who is a rasha, he doesn't say, he's not from us. Or he's a rasha. Let him fend for himself. No, adabah. A true Yirei Shamayim is Yerachem Alehem. He has compassion on them. Ve'yomar. And he says, Sof Sof Hem Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. After everything is all said and done, these are children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Im Hem Enam Kesherim, even if they are not kosher, Avotehem Kesherim V'Hagunim, but their fathers, their forefathers, were Kesherim V'Hagunim. They were good. And when you shame the children, what you're really doing is shaming the parents. Shaming children is making fun of the parents. It's the same. I have no interest that the fathers of these people should be belittled by me, by my belittling, by my shaming their children. And therefore, mechase elbonam. He covers up for them. And he tries as much as possible to help them, to improve, and to become better because of the mere fact that they are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So to behave towards our Jewish brethren with the mindset of these are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's a mitzvah of Vehalachta Bidrachav. Which drachav? Asher nishbata la'avotenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to the Zechut Avot and he says, yes, this person on his own does not deserve it. He's Eno Hagun. He doesn't even do Shurat Adin. Surely not Lifni Mishurat Adin. I'm going to still have Rachamim on him. I have a special drawer where I take special candies for such people. And I give him. And I merachem on him. And that's the Midah HaShtemisre. HaShloshesre, the third Midah, the 13th Midah, the 13th and last Midah of the Pasuk is... Mimei Kedem. But maybe we'll leave that for Ezrat Hashem for tomorrow. Okay?